Will you say that again, Danny?
Yes. We're going to call the meeting to order at 7:41 p.m. Our first order of business is to elect officers.
You're looking for a nomination?
So someone needs to nominate somebody.
I found out how this was done. You nominate someone quick and you don't get the chair, Jesse.
What do you need officers for?
A chair and a vice chair.
You need a chair and a vice chair.
Nominate Glenn.
Judy.
Oh, Glenn.
Judy.
I want to thank you.
Is there a second?
Second.
Who's the second? Okay. What's your name? I got it. All those in favor? We know there's no other.
I'll help if needed. If you need somebody, I'll be more than happy to.
Any other nominations? All those in favor of Glenn as chair?
Aye.
All those opposed?
Congratulations. Glenn wants to say something.
Yeah, no.
I want to thank you for the opportunity.
Yeah. Okay, and now we need to.
I'll nominate Jack to be the. Vice chair?
Okay, wait a minute. Glenn.
I'll suck it up if I have to.
You may.
Okay, do we have any other nominations?
I bet not.
No. All right. All those in favor of Jack Adams as.
Aye.
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 Thank you.
Those opposed? None?
No problem.
All right, I'm turning this meeting over to you.
Okay, the reorganization part of the meeting is done. Second item on our mini agenda is to accept the minutes from our last meeting. Did everyone get a chance to? It basically was back in October or August.
October 22nd.
I gave the minutes. Can I steal those?
Oh, you're welcome to.
Thank you.
Got tons.
I gave my minutes away. From October 22nd, 2024, and it was primarily talking about the elections at that time, and you know, that was the gist of it. Mm-hmm. So, and I will entertain a motion to accept the minutes as written.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
I have a second by Judy, motion by Jason. Any discussion, errors, omissions? Hearing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. We just accepted the minutes. The main work from this meeting is the biennial checklist review. Folks got a, we'll look at this one.
You okay?
Together, that'll work. The sheet that came out, do you want to give us a little running rule of what you'd like to?
It's the safest one, then I'll be careful.
The gist of what we're doing is, and this is why I sent this out to you, so you have a chance to look through it. I know, Jason, you're at a big disadvantage because you don't know anybody except us.
I don't know anyone.
I have people and I know people.
Well, let's put it this way. For as many jobs as I've held in this town, I better know somebody.
Yes.
Yeah,
thank you for that. So what we're looking for, the object of this is to have as clean a voter checklist as I possibly can have. Mm. That requires reviewing it. If there are people that you know who have moved out of town, who have passed away, particularly in a different state, because if they pass away in Vermont, I should be aware of that. I find it's generally young people who have gone off to college and then stayed away. So what I'm looking for is those people who you believe are no longer in town. What happens is I challenge them, which means I send them a letter saying I do not believe that the BCA does not believe that you belong on our checklist. I send them a postcard and they respond, yes, I'm still in town. Yes, keep me on the checklist. Or I'm no longer in town, take me off the checklist. Or more likely, I'll get no response at all and they'll hang around on this checklist for two election cycles. And then I can take them off.
May I ask, with respect to voter registration,
when an individual moves away and registers as a voter in another municipality, are you generally notified in any
sometimes.
Way of that change?
Okay. Sometimes, and I will say sometimes, not always. I just got a notification from Washington, D.C. with a voter who had registered to vote there. But it's a slower process.
Okay.
I personally, now that you can vote on the same, register and vote on the same day, I think we could find a more streamlined way to do this.
Right.
You know, I think you shouldn't have to hang out for two election cycles, because I have how many, oh, maybe it's not on here. I have over, I think, 100 challenged voters.
Okay.
And that's a lot just to hang around.
So just so that, mm-hmm. that we're all clear, when you look at this packet, mm-hmm. you see the C in front of the name. Those are the challenge ones. And what you're looking for from this group,
yes.
if you think there's someone that should have a C that doesn't have mm-hmm. a C in front of their name.
Please, yeah, we'll go down page by page. Tell me if you see one. I'm gonna highlight it. They will go out in the mail as soon as possible. And hopefully by... Hopefully we don't have another vote before March, and hopefully by then we'll have been able to clear this up.
Ignorant comment directed at my colleague and occasional boss. on O, what does that mean?
The O indicates that they have not taken their oath.
Okay.
And I will say a lot of times they have taken their oath for some reason, especially it's older people, and when they transferred the voter system, sometimes they didn't. It didn't go over.
Okay. So the question I have is
that can we challenge someone who has not taken the oath?
That they're no longer here. If only if you believe they're no longer here.
Yes.
The O is a different animal.
Okay.
That's fine. A different animal. And there's another one that we need verification, Social Security verification. I sent out all those letters. NVS. Social Security number are not verified. I think I have 4 of those.
So with that mm-hmm. explanation, mm-hmm. and we need to go through about 60 some odd pages,
yes.
are we prepared now to say, okay, I'll go fairly quickly unless you tell me differently.
I
would say
that.
Page 2. Any comments on page 2? That's the one that starts with A bar and ends with Alexander. Hearing none, I'm going to go to page 3. Page 4. Page 5. Page 6.
That's what I figured.
Right. Page 7. Page 8. Page 9. Page 10. Page 11.
I personally have 2 on page 11. I've purged one, Tara Buxton, I have her confirmation that she's moved, and I have Holly Bushy. I'm sorry, I believe is no longer in town on 3 Mechanic Street.
So we're gonna put a C front of Holly. We're going to challenge that.
Yes, I'm going to challenge her.
And because Jason Buxton is Tara's husband, I know that he's moved. He just hasn't sent the paperwork back.
Yes, I've talked to Tara. She was in, and she has the postcard, and she's bringing it back. But that is why he's appearing as a C.
As a C now, yes. Because his paper, it's not back yet.
But Tara's still on here. Just
no,
to
see. Well, I've purged her.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she was purged on the 3rd.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Going to go to page 12. Page 13. Page 14.
Page 14, I have Emily and Clement.
Yep.
You have her too, Judy?
Well, I had her circled.
Yep. Yep. So
C.
We're going to challenge her.
Yep, for Emily Clement.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Page 15. Page 16.
I have Kelly Daly.
Kelly Daly, I have also as I'm challenging, going to challenge her.
Kelly Daly on page 16. Yep. Okay. Page 17. Page 18. Page 19.
I had Elias Eaton.
Who do you have out here?
Elias Eaton. Eaton. I don't know for sure. I don't think he lives here.
Eli, isn't that Paul Eaton's son who's still living at home?
Is he still at home? Eli? Do we know? Do we believe he is?
Recently? Oh, yeah.
Okay.
A few weeks ago.
Okay, then we'll leave
worked
him.
Up at the lake so, and lives at home. And
don't see them?
No, that's the older, Eli's the older son.
Eli is one of the young, he's got a couple older brothers.
Well, there's an Aaron as well in the same residence.
Right.
Aaron and Eli.
I'm sorry, Aaron is the older son.
Okay, yeah, he's the older one. I think Eli is the younger one.
Yep, you are correct.
But I'm pretty sure he's still here.
Okay, yep. Perfect. Thank you.
20.
I have Michaela Eckler.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, does she live with her mother?
I heard she moved away.
Okay.
Now, the ones with the O's beside them...
those are the ones we talked about. They hadn't taken their oath.
Yeah, they need the oath. So if they happen to show up to vote, that's when you give them the oath?
Right.
That's it. Okay. Yep. The Freeman's oath.
Yep.
Okay. 21.
I've also sent them letters saying they haven't taken their oath.
Okay.
I didn't get much of a response. 21, okay. Sorry.
22? No, I'm just going to just stop me if I go too fast, but I'm just trying.
I do know recently there was old man Ferguson passed away. I don't remember what his name was.
I think he's
on River Street. I know he lived on River Street right there in the
old house. Todd Ferguson Sr.?
No. I think he's gone.
Already gone. Yeah. Okay, I just wanted to remember his name, yes. But I remember he passed away last year at some point.
Before I printed this out, I pulled the list of deaths in the town from the entire year, and I'm sure he's not there.
23.
Mm-hmm.
24.
I have Lee Gannon.
Yeah, she got married.
So does that mean she just changed her last name? But she's still living here?
I don't think she's there.
Left that away?
Yeah.
Who knew the challenge paperwork?
Yeah.
Yes.
Challenging
hell of
her.
A name, huh?
25? Twenty-seven. Twenty-eight. 29. 30. 31.
I have Aramias, Andra, and Maria.
Where's this?
Aramis.
So which were you challenging?
Both of the Aramis.
The girls. Well, Andra and Maria.
Oh, wait a minute.
The first and third Aramis listed.
Right. 32.
I have Savannah Juckett on Carnarvon Street.
I have one as well. Is it me or did Bruce Kendall pass away just recently?
No,
Sharon. Okay, Sharon. I knew it was one
Sharon.
Of them. Okay.
Sharon Kendall. Yeah.
So we're good on Savannah Juckett. Isn't there? No, yep. I don't believe so.
Okay, we are now at 34.
Langmaid, Aaron, and Ryan.
I was wondering about those also.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
It's amazing. I lived in this town most of my life. I don't know half of these people. I know them by 30, face. 36. I couldn't tell you their names.
And she's criticizing me.
I've been 45, man. I only know people by face, not by name. I know you. We live the same town.
36.
Sorry.
37.
Ryan Love, 6 Cedar Street.
39.
Pierce Manley on Grape Street.
40.
I have, just so we're all up to date, I have purged Mary L. Martin on Airport Road. Mm-hmm. Yeah. She passed at the end of August.
Yes, Charlie's wife. Yeah. Okay, 41.
Mahavan. Mm-hmm. Says 195 State Street.
That might be her mailing address.
Okay.
Where are we looking?
Page.
On page 42. On 42, Mohammed.
I can check that.
Jasmine Marie.
Yeah. I can check that, but it might be where her mail goes.
Okay.
But I'll double check it. Thank you.
Okay, 43. 44.
44, I have one. Hunter Muzzy, 596 West Street. Mm-hmm. I do believe he coaches with me, and mm-hmm. he got engaged and has recently moved to Rutland with his girlfriend.
Okay.
Or fiance. Almost positive, because he travels back and forth from Rutland to practice every night. So.
For the challenge.
For Hunter L. Muzzy, yep.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. 45. 46.
Trudy and Brian, are they still in the area? It's got them as 10 Center Street and 8 Center Street.
Trudy, is that Trudy and Brian are down in the Carolinas.
That's what I thought.
Because Dwight and his brother Brian took over. They're living at it.
Okay, so you think Trudy's already challenged, right?
Trudy's already challenged.
Brian.
Yeah.
Is Brian still here?
Well, Brian Jr.
Yeah.
He moved from Whitehall over this way and is staying with
Sandy.
His brother Dwight.
Well, it says Sandy and Brian are at the same address.
Yeah, it's got Brian as 10. It's got Dwight as 8.
Okay, because I know 10 is Dennis and Sandy.
Right.
DJ. I don't know about the brother. Because I know it's only Dennis, Sandy, and DJ living in their house. So I'm not sure. 10,
so I don't know if the address is wrong.
I know there's only Sandy, Dennis, and DJ at 10 Center Street. I know that for definite.
That Brian isn't there, so we're looking to put a challenge on Brian. And Trudy probably is a lot, just haven't got anything back from her.
I don't know when I challenged her. I don't think it was recently, but could have been.
48.
Pollinger. Brett and Marissa. They have moved out of town. I want to say they went to Middlebury.
I believe they are in Middlebury. Mm-hmm.
However, I will tell you that I will send them a notice, but if they choose to vote here, they have property here.
They do have property.
They can decide what they want to do.
So you don't have to live in town. You can just own property and still vote in town.
Well, you don't even have to really own property in town. There are people who, as long as your intent is to come back and reside here, I have people that, have moved out because they had no choice, but they're trying to get back here, and they remain.
Okay, 49. Okay.
Okay.
50.
I have Aaron and Kayla Reed.
Aaron, Robert,
and Kayla.
Hold on a second. Okay. I'm so sorry. Looking up here, 10 Center Street, Cedar Street. You have Kaya Rainey. Isn't that the same address as Dennis and Sandy and DJ?
That's center.
My bad. I'm so sorry about that.
We got the Reeds.
Yeah.
On 50. The Reeds.
The Reeds, yep.
Okay, 51.
I have, just so that you're aware, I have transferred out Manuel Richards.
Well, I just talked to my daughter-in-law. She said nobody lives there but Mick and Peg. So all of these.
So Manny.
So
was Manny's address from when?
Yeah.
Joshua, I can challenge.
Okay.
And Kimberly, she's already challenged.
So you're challenging Manny is, Joshua M. Richards?
Yes. Yeah, that's great. Manny is already gone. And
Jack, you're challenging him.
Michael is there. Mickey. Okay. So Joshua.
Just
a new one. Yep. New one for me.
52.
Oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry. I'm going to go back. I had my hand on it. Emily Roberts, 55 Washington Street, on page 51. Bottom of page 51.
Emily Roberts?
Yep.
Okay. Good. 52.
Mark Ruist. He's got an O there, but
yes, I thought he was okay. Thanks, I will challenge him. Yep.
54.
Seaver, Ellen, and Vern.
It looks like we got 54 too.
That's on 55. Well, you've got what?
Keith might have one on 54.
I'm looking for Zabo.
back on 54?
No,
that'd be on the next page. No, they're not there yet.
My bad. Okay, so 54, we're good.
55 are the Seavers.
55.
Oh, Ellen, aren't they Ellen like snowbirds now?
Ellen and no.
Okay.
No, they're gone. Ellen and Vern.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, they bought a house down in Florida.
Okay.
56.
Well, do you have Logan Shattuck? You have a question about Logan Shattuck as well on 55.
Oh, yes, Logan Shattuck. Yep.
55
is also Logan Shattuck. I think Castleton now. Yeah.
56.
So I may have one on 56. I think Moonshine Shorey has relocated to Rutland.
Okay.
It was right on the exact corner right there with his mom or dad.
Are you
challenged? Sorry, Moonshine, he's gone to Rutland, you said?
I think so.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I can challenge you.
Yeah.
Yes.
Intent to return, though? I don't know. I don't know.
No.
Yeah. So I'm,
know,
is that under
well, you know, he will respond.
He will by the chip of the challenge.
Yep. Yeah.
57.
I purged
Marion.
Dorothy St. George.
St. John.
St. John, I'm sorry, I'm looking at St. George. St. John, she died at the end of August.
Mm-hmm. 58.
Standards, holy cow.
59.
60.
Aaron Zabo.
That was the one I was getting at, yep.
61.62, 63, 64, 65, 66. 67.
I think that's the last point of the page.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There was one I was gonna. I must have missed it. I forget their last name. They live on the same street I do. It was just an odd name. It's actually Dorothy's daughter changed her name. I can't think of what her last name was.
Yeah, she's here.
She's here. She works at the school. Yeah.
Yes, but I do know. I believe her daughter is listed, and her daughter lives in Pulteney with her husband. Because I see her in their apartment every day on my bus route. I'm trying to think of what their last name is. I can't think of it off the top of my head.
Hussein?
Is it that far back in the ages?
I think it's in the ages.
I'm sorry to make you guys go back, but
Hussein, you got Syed.
Yeah, good luck trying to pronounce it. I have a hard time. I just say, hey, you, whenever I see him.
Noor is the mother.
Do you have a page?
31.
Is it 31?
Oh, yeah.
And it doesn't have Fatima, and that's her name. I don't know her last name.
I don't
the
know
oldest
her last
girl.
Name either.
I don't know her married name.
Okay, but so they have three daughters.
Yes.
There are two there.
And two are there.
Yeah.
And the mother's there.
Yeah.
Mom is Noor,
yes.
Right?
Yeah.
And then they've got three others, which would be right.
Yep.
Because the oldest girl is Fatima.
Yeah, the only ones I know that live there are husband, wife, and the youngest daughter, who's my daughter's age, and 13. So I don't understand. You know what I mean? I don't understand all the names here, and they're all living on the same address.
Right.
So it should only be, if that's the case, husband and wife.
Well, I know there's somebody else there.
Never seen them.
I can do some checking.
No, it's okay. I just want to just clarify just so that we're not.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Good point. All right, we've gone through the list. Do you, are you looking for a motion? Do you accept it, or the fact that we've gone through it, we've done our job?
We've done our job. I have to report to the state that we have met, that we have purged, and
so the minutes don't have to show that we.
Why don't we?
I will entertain a motion to accept the biennial checklist challenges.
So moved.
I second it, I guess.
Discussion?
I think there are some issues that we're not clear about, but I guess
that's the whole point of the challenge. Our job isn't to say we're taking you off.
Right. Yes,
our job is just to say we're going to question. We're here to question that. Mm-hmm. And it's very likely that some of these will come back and they'll say, yes, I'm still here. Yes, please keep me on the voter checklist. Probably the vast majority I won't hear anything from. But that our job is not to purge. Our job is just to say, this is our belief at the moment.
Okay.
It says here we have 2,029 registered voters. How many people live in town that are able to vote? Do you know?
I don't know.
You don't know?
Okay. Yeah. We've called the question. We have a motion and a second. Any other questions?
I'm sorry. Jason was one. I'm sorry. And who was two?
The second was Keith.
Yeah.
Okay.
All those in favor?
Aye.
We have one last piece of business to do here, and that is I'll entertain a motion to adjourn the meeting.
So moved.
Second.
Thank you very much.
Well, thank you
and
so
thanks
much,
for bearing
guys.
With us on
thanks
this
for
one here.
So hard to
we got
get
there.
Here.
We
thank
got
you
there.
For allowing me to sit in for my first day of
this is your job now.